All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I have a preview. This is a comic that I was actually notified about in a little cyberpunk group that I'm in. Some people said, oh, great, but this kind of looks like it's spam. And I checked the book out, and I said, I like comics, as you guys know, and I like cyberpunk stuff, and I like hot chicks. Let's see, this all seems like it works, and Grimm's little stew of things he likes. So let's go ahead and give this one a shot. So I read the whole thing of this volume, and I will not read the whole volume here. Yes, it's only 30 pages, but I'm just going to read the first arc. And if you guys like it, there's definitely a couple little ads in the book, which I'll tell you where you guys can get it. And I don't quite remember right off the top of my head, so it's going to be a lot easier when I just show you the ad. And of course, I will have the place where you can pick it up right there in the description as normal, because I definitely want you guys to check it out. There are two more volumes of this, or two more little issues of this, if you guys want to continue it further. And it won't break the bank. It's not that expensive of a comic. But these are very good, like, very good art. I'm just going to say it's really well done. So definitely give it a shot. And they sell other kinds of comics too. So if you don't like the cyberpunk mink stuff, they have some other stuff you might be interested in. So she's pretty cute, right? Tough as nails, like I like them. Be Amazed Studios. So here's another one of their books, Galactic Bounty Hunters, on sale now, comicdistrict.com. You guys check this out. It's a little indie site. They're selling some indie comics, you know. If you don't want to support the big guys, tired of some of the crap that they're doing in modern comics, check out comicdistrict.com and you can pick them up. And they're not going to be a king's ransom either. They're cheap comics, PDFs, you can read them on your phone. It's pretty cool stuff. From BMA Studio. And, of course, Shanda's also writing this. I'm actually kind of curious to read this one now. So maybe I need to go buy it. Okay, so. In a galaxy perhaps not too far away, the fast-talking, quick-shooting, and playfully seductive bounty hunter named Minx would do any job, anywhere, for a price. Prowling the streets of the fashionable and corrupt Neon District, Minx reviews her three vital rules. 1. Download it faster. 2. Don't barf in my ship. And 3. Don't say when a routine for her recovery mission of missing pop star Kiwi Cream hits a twist of mistaken identity and multiple murder charges, Minx is plunged into a world unknown and will face off against someone or something more ruthless and deadly than even her. Don't let the bright lights, circus acts, and dazzling robot hostesses fool you. This isn't Vegas, but she is the main attraction. Pat Shand is the writer. Romano Molinar is the artist. Balan and Sabine Rich colors. And Taylor Esposito of Ghost Glyph Studio is doing the letters. This is January 2021, so it's fairly recent. Well, I'm not going to do the whole book unless I get permission from Shan or, you know, anyone else to do further books. So that's why I decided I'd only do about 15 pages, which is the first act. And if you like that, you can just immediately grab the book and get into the second act. And then, of course, if you want to go further, you can check out the second the second book and the third book, and her adventures continue. Episode 1. Well, I've said act, but it's technically episodes. Bastion, run your beautiful little digital... Let's try that one again, guys. Bastion, run your beautiful little digital fingerprint through some promo pictures of this joint. I need to know if I can go in wearing my norms. I do not believe a black tie event would allow under boob, Minx. Hey, who programmed you to backtalk? You did. Ah, that's right. Just hit me with whatever the classiest, most basic of bitches would wear. Got it. Downloading clothing specs now. Hey, when's the show start? Do I have time to stop by that casino over there? Undoubtedly, no. Minx, sing me a song, Kiwi Crema. Fine. Time to do the good guy thing, I guess. Love the art here. Outfit downloaded. Uploading now. Hurry up, it tingles like hell. Ugh, this is what you came up with? Showtime is in 5 minutes. If we are to receive our payment, it is time for you to... Yeah. C95OAD. The estate of presumed dead pop star Kiwi Crema believes that the singer reported missing 7 years, 3 months, and 2 days ago has been abducted as part of a human trafficking ring operating out of the Neon District. Their intelligence reports that a theater on the Lawless Planet is using unauthorized footage of Kiwi. The mission is as follows. With this one-time use ticket, enter the theater and observe the footage. Any information that will provide a lead of Kiwi's location will result in a hefty payoff. We're up. Going busy. Bloop. Enjoy the show. You bet, Creepy. What was that? Nothing, Crawly. Foundra. Don't know much about this, but it seems to be an actual book. I wrote one of those a long time ago. Those are fun. But I like comics a little better. They're all... Kiwi Crema identified. 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 It pops like a bubble. Pop! You know you're in trouble, pup. Yeah, no shit. Bastion, shut. I gotta see what's going on here. Even looking at these huntuplets is giving me a migraine. Any idea how this is possible? Blip. None. Perfect. Hey, Bastion, idea. Could you tweak my DigiFit to look like that? Downloading. Love ya. Also, hurry. Easy on the glow. You're gonna get us found out. I'll take this. Alert! Intrude! Shh. DigiFit uploaded. All clear, Minx? Whew. As day. Hey, you short-circuiting or something? What are you doing here? I got nothing. Intruder here. Hi! Drop me the artillery, Bastion. Gonna have to get violent. Get her! Kaboom! Unrobot girl me, Bastion. I found out. Excuse me. Try that one again. Unrobot girl me, Bastion. I'm found out. Might as well be comfy doing it. Underbreast it is. Under what? You chastise me for the term underboob. Is underbreast not preferred? I don't prefer either of... Whoa, Kiwi Crema identified. Tell us who you work for now, and we'll make it quick. Sweeter than sugar with a candy paint car. A little bitter with that sweet will take you far. Oof! Squawk! Idiots, you're going to ruin the show! Oh shit, they all see us? Kiwi Crema is here. She is kidnapped and hooked up to a damn spaghetti dinner of wires. Whoops. Spoilers. Where am I? How about some stage time for you? Kaboom! Bzzk. Come on. We're out of here. I feel like I'm going to be sick. 100%. Do not throw up. I'm telling you, if you do, I will too. And then we'll just be in an endless cycle of puke. Let's avoid that, okay, Kiwi Crema? Big fan, by the way. I don't remember anything. I need outs, Bastion. Outs right now before more of the guards come swarming in. DigiFit uploading. Hold on tight, Kiwi Crema. Who are you, and why do you keep saying my full name? You just focus on not barfing, okay? Whoa! Mouth closed, lady. Stop right there! Imagine those being your last words. Kaboom! Let the Crema estate know that we're on the way with their shining star intact, covered in vomit, yes, but intact. How did you know where to find me? I don't I don't even know how long ago I was taken. It feels like I was at home just yesterday. Think of me as someone who gets paid a lot of money to do errands that not even the stupidest soul in the uni would ever want to do. Also, catch. What's this for? We got a long ride ahead of us, lost girl. Like I said, I'm a big fan. Sing me a song, Kiwi Crema. Okay, and that is all we're going to do. If you guys want to catch up with the further adventures of Minx, you're going to have to buy it. I know, but that's how it works. You support creators and they can make more cool shit for you, right? So pick it up at comicdirect.com. It's not that expensive and they're PDFs. So you download them and you have them on your hard drive or your phone or your tablet. I think there's some refrigerators that kind of do it. I don't know. That would be kind of interesting, right? You could read a comic on your refrigerator, and, you know, just pull out a sandwich and you can eat the sandwich while you're, you know, just reading the comic. And I mean, you know, it is what it is. There's a lot of things you can read shit on. But yeah, definitely check them out because I think it's a really well-written book. It's fun. It's funny. It's got a lot of action. And definitely some good stuff. You know, you guys like Aspen, right? We read a lot of Aspen stuff. This kind of reminds me of that. It reminds me of Aspen, where you have these kick-ass, you know, hot chicks, but, you know, very, you know, they've got, like, there's a personality, right? It's not just, oh, I'm hot and that's all. Like, no, she'll kick your fucking ass, man. She's badass. Like, the stuff that they're not doing in these movies, right? Where they... I don't know. I haven't seen Rebel Moon yet, so maybe if I see Rebel Moon, there might be something like that. I don't know. All I know is I always like kick-ass chicks that are well-written. And I think Shand here has written a really cool chick. So check it out, and I'm sure there's a lot more world-building that goes on. You know, there's 3 books here. And it takes a lot of work for a person to get a book together, like, as an independent creator than it does when you have, like, Dynamite or, you know, Image or something like that. So they're doing this as a full indie thing, and that's fucking cool. I want more people doing this, right? Because comics, I know they're not as popular as manga, and they never will be again. I guess manga just really took over the market. But I still love them, and I'm going to keep reading them for you guys. So definitely check this out. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out with Grimm's Comics Corner and Minx Cyberpunk. Go check it out.